evil. Now, you know I couldn't go down that line with discernment. I'd pass completely out before I got halfway down. Now, tomorrow night, we're going to have discernment line down at the other place. Tonight, we're going to pray for these people. How many of you in that line there are now solemnly, you see that, how I want to ask you to talk about a miracle. How would a man, a human being like me, know those things? I couldn't do it. How many of you believe that that's the very thing that our Lord Jesus did? You do? Well, then, that anointing that I've told you about and preached to you the truth, now Jesus has come down and proved that's true. Is that right? Then he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Is that right? Now, that makes me a believer. Is that right? Now, what he said would be the believer, if they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Is that right? I want to show you something. Pastor, evangelist, missionary, how many of you all are believers? See? Now, I'm going to ask as many of you all that can, come right down here with me. See? Not let the evangelists have everything to do. The people, I don't want you to have your faith built into an evangelist. I want you to have your faith built in your own pastor. He's the man who's going to lead you from here out. See? And these men, come down, some of you guys. Come down here to form a double line. Yeah, a double line. These men are men of God that believe. I'm going to stand right in the middle of them. And we're going to pray. How many out there are going to be praying for them too out there? Put up your hand. Remember, there's somebody's mother, there's somebody's father, there's somebody's darling, somebody's child. Is that right? Well, what if it was you? What if it was your mother? What if it was your child? What if it was your sister, your wife, your husband? You want somebody to be sincere, wouldn't you? Now, we're going to pray. And all these men of God, come right along here, brothers. Just come right down this way. Form a double line. You know what? I'm going to tell you, it makes me proud in my heart and grateful to find servants of God that will stand before the people and say, I'm a witness of this gospel to you. Aren't you proud of your pastor? Say praise the Lord if you're proud of these pastors. We're proud of our brothers. Amen. We're proud of them. They are your pastor. A pastor means a shepherd. Each of these men has just as much of anointing to lay hands on the sick as I do. Now, I'm not a preacher. They're preachers. They've got a higher office than I have. Mine's a prophetic office. That's a prophesy. Now, they wasn't built for that. They wasn't ordained for that. But what does the Bible say? God has set in the church apostles, that's missionaries, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, is that right? Yes. Then gifts ordained of God and anointed. Now, I have no education. That means I say I'm not a preacher. These men could take this word and they wouldn't have to use one of these gifts. They could just lay that word out there so they translate in such a knot, he couldn't get out of it. See? Well, I can't do that. That's not my calling. They are called for that. Now, but they're a man of God. Every man that's called of God is commissioned to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. How many believe that? Then how are you going to fail from getting well passing through an ark like this? Did you ever notice how Solomon built his temple? Listen close. When you entered into the door, what happened? There was angels carved out of olive wood with their wings tipping across. That every worshiper coming to the holy seat come right down across the tips of these angels' wings, right down to the mercy seat, right down to the altar. You know the order of Solomon's temple. Well, what is an angel? A messenger. Get the dictionary and find out what an angel means. Some of them heavenly messengers, some of them earthly messengers that God dwells in to bring his earthly message. And these are messengers, angels of the Lord, messengers to you. And they're standing there with their hands out. The old way what God says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. It has to happen. Do you believe that everywhere they come to? No. On the organ there, only believe that every person in here by your head, and as these people walk through the line, we'll lay hands on them for their healing. Everybody pray and every minister, touch them as they go by. Our Heavenly Father, we bring to you this great line of people. They're Lord. I pray that you'll heal every one of them as they pass by under the anointing of these servants of yours. May they go through this line and every one be completely healed. Keep you a little bit long, but this is Sunday night. There is just about 15 more minutes or 20. We're going to call a prayer on. Now, how many believe that the Scripture teaches that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever? How many know that the Bible says that He is a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities? If He is the same yesterday, and how many believe that we're at the end of the Gentile age? How many Bible readers with your hands up a wave like this and believe that He promised that He would do the same thing to the Gentiles clothing that He did to the Jews? See, here's what it is. If God has ever called on the scene to make a decision, the way He makes it, He's eternal. It has to be the same every time when He's called again. So when He was called on the earth to come to the earth to declare Himself the Messiah, to end up the Jewish and Samaritan age, He's got to do the same thing when He comes on as a the Jews had 4,000 years, we've had 2,000 years at the end of the age to come on the scene and do the same thing. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, now, if He's the same yesterday and forever, He's got to be the same in principle, the same in power, the same in manifestation. Only thing is a carnal body. His body is at the right hand of God the Father in heaven, sitting on the throne. You believe that? A high priest. And now His Holy Spirit is here, which the Spirit is upon Christ, which is God, in human flesh, your flesh, my flesh, as the blood cleanses us. He preaches the gospel to the preacher, prophesies to the prophet, and reveals the secret heart, speaks through tongues and perfect tongues, and everything's setting in order. You believe that?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Now let's call the prayer line. Now, who told me to give out prayer cards? But I'll say I don't know what and where. Oh, Billy, you're so little, I always miss you. All right. 1 to 100. J. All right. Number one. Let's stop. Who has J, like in Jesus? J. Look at the, it's got a J and a number. J number one. Who has it? Raise up your hand. Are you sure? Okay. All right. Come out over here, baby. Number two. Who has J number two? Would you raise your hand? Ah. And she's a stranger to me, because we could tell her hands that we were strangers to one another. Now, I don't know her, neither does she know me. But now, she's here for some purpose. What is it? Is she sick? Maybe so. Maybe she's here for somebody else. Maybe it's domestic trouble. Maybe it's financial trouble. Maybe it's something else. I don't know. See? I don't know. God does it. Now, she's coming here ordinary, like in healing services. I lay my hand up on her and say, God, heal the woman. I am a believer. I ask it to be done so. Amen. Now, the woman had a right to go away and believe. If she believed that, that's the word of God. Lay hands on the sick. Is that right?
Amen.
She had a right to believe that. But now, what if the Holy Spirit comes and reveals something to her down in her life? Tells her what has been. And if He can tell her accurately what has been, surely she can believe what would be then. Is that right? Now, how many know that that's what Jesus did? Raise up your hand. That's what He said. That's exactly. Now, if He's here, now He's here in the form of the Holy Spirit. Now, this is a panoramic, just like the well was in St. John 4. A beautiful picture again, a man and a woman. First time meeting in life, this lady and I, for the first time in life to meet. And now, it's right here where we never met before. Now, if Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, now, something would have to reveal what she's here for, and she'd know that truth. Is that right? Somebody would have to reveal it. Something would have to come to do it. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Well, then, if it comes, now, she could say, it's the devil. Then that's up to her. If she'd say it was Christ, there's only had to be spiritual power. If she says the devil, then she'd get the devil's reward. If she says Christ, she gets Christ's reward. But if she said the devil and it was Christ, then what has she done? She steals herself forever from the kingdom of God. Is that what Jesus said? When the Holy Ghost comes, speak a word against it. It will never be forgiven, no matter who you are. You say, but I preach the gospel, Brother Branham, so then priests. They were raised through generations of priests and to preach the gospel, and Jesus
richly golden.
And they lost their lives. Right? Just one way to God, that's all. That's the way of truth and life. Now, if you can stand right out here. You don't have to stand. Just stand right back out this way so the people can see you and see me. Now, here's like the woman at the well. Now, she's not the woman, and I'm not the Lord Jesus, but His Spirit is here. And He knows, can tell her. Now, if He would, you say, Brother Bam, why did Jesus do that? Well, the Bible says He had need to go by Samaria. I don't know why. The Father sent Him up there because He said in St. John 5:19, verily I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in Himself but what He sees the Father doing. How many know that Scripture? Jesus never performed one thing until God showed Him in a vision what to do. Is that right?
Amen.
St. John 5:19, verily, verily, absolutely, absolutely, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in Himself but what He sees the Father doing. That doeth the Son likewise. Now, then if this woman with her hand up, and she's a stranger to me, and I'm a stranger to her, then if the Holy Spirit, by His promise, what I've taught you, will come here and will do the same thing that He did then, reveal the secret of the woman's heart, or do what it is and tell her something about herself, and let her be the judge whether it's right or not. How many in here will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for your healing, and all around the world, raise up your hand if you'll believe it? There's at least 95%. Of course, some wouldn't believe it, no matter what it is. It ain't for unbelievers. It's just for believers. There's some thing in His God that believes. That won't hurt the believer. No, they come know it's true. I have no more idea what you were here for than nothing. But God does know what you're here for. If He will reveal it to me, then you'll know where the truth is. Whatever He does. Now, yes, if the audience can still hear my voice, the light that you see in the picture standing between me and the woman, she's moving away from me. Kind of jerking his limb and all. Yes, I see. Her examination shows that she's got a swelling stomach. The stomach, got a bad stomach swelling. That's right, raise up your hand. You believe? Now you said you believe that He would reveal it. Do you now believe that her is, and I don't know what I told her, because it wasn't me that told her. It's just healing yourself in the Spirit. I keep feeling that every evening. Somebody say, he guessed it. You don't guess anything, all right? If it was a guess. She'd be a nice person. You are a Christian. And give the Spirit to this your welcome. Same thing Jesus said to Nathaniel, Israelite. Let's see if ever was. Yes, I see it coming again. It was a stomach condition. Swelling stomach, he said. That's right. That's what the doctor said. Swelling stomach. And then here's another thing, that you got some kind of a rectal trouble. That's right. If you think there's some kind of an allergy, like, or some kind of an itching sensation. That is true. There's no cure for it, but there is a sign. If God will tell me what I see your name on that paper there, He's got before me, I see Him stand there. Do you believe me to be His prophet? Miss Martin?
Oh, thank you, Jesus!
It's over. You go home and you make it. Now, pretty, what about that? Now, you believer out there, believe with all your heart. Just have faith. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. Now, keep real. Just keep your position. Sit still. I never seen the woman. I never healed her. God healed her. How did He heal her? Her own faith did. The healing is already completed at Calvary. Your salvation is complete at Calvary. How do you know that? Is that right? All you have to do is accept it. Now, there's another lady. And we were, our first time we were strangers to one another. God knows us both, though. That's the Well, then, if the Lord Jesus will reveal to me something that, of course, you see me getting looking like that, that's just because it's got maybe weak vision. See, the audience knows, anyone knows. Jesus, a woman touched His garment, He said He got virtue when virtue is strength. You know that. And Daniel saw one vision, he was troubled in his head many days. Well, then, if Jesus, being the Son of God, if one woman touched Him,
Well, what would he do to me? See, he's a sinner, saved by grace, because he said, the things that I do shall you also more than this will give you. The King James says greater, but get the regular translation says more. More to give you this time. Now, if the Holy Spirit will reveal to me what your trouble or something, as he did the other ones that went by, would you believe with all your heart? Would he cause the audience to believe with all your heart? See, God doesn't do this for show. He does this because he promised he would do it, and for his glory. Now, I'm telling you, it's not me. I don't know one thing. I'm holding my hand here before God in this Bible here. This woman's a stranger to me. All of you are strangers, as far as I know. But if God will reveal to me by the Holy Spirit, now the Bible says, the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, even the discerner of the thoughts of the heart. Now, Jesus, when he was here on earth, he was the Word, wasn't he? That's the reason he discerned the thoughts, the schemes, so forth. He was a God prophet. That's the reason the prophets, how could they discern? Because they were the Word of God. The Word of God came to the prophet. Is that right, audience?
Amen.
Now, if the Word of God still comes, then the Word of God can, Hebrews says the Word of God is a discerner of the thoughts. His Word, his promise, come into human flesh, makes it a discerner of the thoughts of the heart. Now, you're not here for yourself. Someone else you're here for. You're a husband. That's right, isn't it? He's in a dying condition. You believe God can tell me what his trouble is? Cancer of the bladder. That's right, isn't it? Will you believe that God will heal him? I'll pray the same thing. Let me lay my hands on you and use that to heal him. Lord Jesus, bear this man. Bring us to pass, Father. I ask humbly your servant in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, sister. I don't doubt. Do you believe that now? Jesus says, as you have the need, so will it be. Have faith. Nobody will ever know what that does to you. My audience seems blind. I just have faith on it. So you're the next person. You and I are strangers, I suppose, to one another. Or you've been in a healing line, but in a healing line before, somewhere else, in some other city or in Lake Street in California. And I prayed for you before at Lake Street. How long ago has it been? What, many years ago. Therefore, we wouldn't know one another. No, but God does know us both. And if you believe that God could make known to me something another, did he come? Of course, it comes the same way. Then you're here for something else. Now, you would have faith then, wouldn't you? You have faith. All right, that the Lord will reveal it. I trust that he will. You're not here for yourself this time. You're here for someone else. A brother. Very, very ill. At the point of death. And I'll tell you something that you know, that you might believe me to be his prophet, or his servant. Excuse me. That word prophet, that is the people we see in that reason. But it's his wife. She's in serious condition. She's about to have a nervous breakdown because of waiting on him. You have a real strange feeling on you now, don't you? Take that handkerchief that's on your hand while that feeling's going and lay it on. They'll recover. Don't doubt. Just believe with all your heart. Calm down. Have faith in God. Sitting out there, low blood pressure, lady looking at you. You have a prayer card? You don't. All right, sorry, she's uncalled. Yeah, sit. You have to take blood transfusion. That is right. But when I was talking to that woman, something happened to me, a real strange feeling went over you. If that's not lady, that's the lady thing. All right? And you said it in your heart, Lord, let it be me tonight. Now, stand up with my fingers. You stand up on your feet. Your troubles are over now. Jesus Christ makes you well. I want to ask the audience one thing. What did that woman touch? I do not know her. I never see her in my life. If we're strangers, wave your hand and walk like this, sister. Wave your hand like this so people know if we're strangers. I don't know you. What did she touch? the high priest. She's 20 yards from me. She never touched me, did she? But she touched something that spoke through me and told her what she was praying about, what she said, and how she felt. Is that right? Do you believe now? With all your heart. I don't move. Please don't see. If you do that, see these men standing here, they're watching every move I make. And as soon as they see that I have enough, they'll take me to the back one. So there's a move, disturbs the speech. I'm in contact with your spirit. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm here trying to help you. If you're, nothing will go wrong. You'll catch your bus. It's okay. Just wait just two or three more or something. How do you do? We are strangers to each other. I do not know you. But God does know you. Yes. How many is this going to be? Have you been enough for a confirmation? Two? Yes. I thought I had been a dozen. Well, that one out, maybe 15. All right. You, sister. God knows your heart. He knows my heart. But if he will be on any shadow of doubt, we being strangers to one another, revealing himself to us, will it make you believe? Will it make the audience believe? How many know that it's totally impossible for me to do that? Let's hear it. Now, with your hands down, how many accept it to be Jesus Christ according to his promise and his word? Raise your hand. That is true, my brother, sister. I'm telling you the truth. Maybe a little strange from what you've ever seen, but it's his promise. He promised he would do it. I have no idea what you're here for. I've never seen you, so therefore I have no idea of what you're here for. But God does know what you're here for. He knows you, he knows me, he knows all of us. Is that right? But if he will reveal to me something about you that I don't know, then you'll know it comes from him. You've had something like a stroke that bothers you. That's right. It's pretty, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's for me, then.
Yeah.
I can see that water rolling, and I see where you're from. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've had an accident, and it knocked you out, and you were out for quite a while, several days, and then you still have evil effects from it. You won't have it no more. That turned light right around you. Jesus says, who is you now? Go on your road and you know the heart. Are you bleeding with all your heart? Now you say you're looking right at those people, Brother Branham. You're reading their mind. I am not. Here, come here, lady. Touch my hand. If God will reveal to you looking this way what's your trouble, you'll accept it once. Then your heart trouble will bless you.
Praise God. Be reverent. Be prayerful. Quiet. Now, ladies, I want to speak to you just as Jesus did to the woman. Now, you might be here for sickness. You might be here for somebody else. You might, I don't know. You might be finance. I hear this woman standing there. That's the same way that the woman met our Lord. Now, and he talked to her a little while. Now, you got to take my word for this. I couldn't prove this to the scripture. But he had Jesus go by Samaria, and he said he did that before the Father showed him, so it must have been this way. The Father sent him up to Samaria. All right? All thing he knew just was Samaria. He thought he'd get alone, so he just sent the disciples away. He waited. A woman come up, so that might be the one. So he sat there and began to talk to her. What was he doing? Contacting her spirit. Now, if he went down there and said, I am the Messiah, I am the Messiah, it'd be better for her to tell. See, let him declare himself to this woman. God works in mysterious ways. And he told that woman something that's in her life. Well, she said, you must be a prophet. I know when the Messiah comes to be a fellow to this, he said, you don't do anything. Jesus said, I'm weak. Now, I promise the same word, especially in your baby. Now, if you were sick, and I said, I have a gift of divine healing. A gift of divine healing is just a faith in divine healing. That's all it is. That faith. Everybody has faith in divine healing as a gift of divine healing. Of course, that's all it is. Now, that don't make them a divine healer no more. It makes the man who believes in salvation a divine savior. It just believes in it. I believe in it too. But I'm not a gifted person like some of the men, like Jack Cole and many of them are just real. I guess they God heals with them in their way, and Brother Roberts in his way, and me with my way. We just got married, that's all. God set in the church, apostles, preachers, dancers, pastors, all, and then nine spiritual gifts in the church. Now, you say, Brother, how are you trying to do it? I'm trying to contact your spirit. Jesus sent me to this city. I was ready there. Now, here's the woman. I had a number on a prayer card way up in there. I forget where it was. 50 or 75 or somewhere around. Well, everywhere it was. You just have to be that woman's thing. All right? Now, not knowing one another. Now, what am I trying to do? Contact your spirit. And if the Lord God, if I said I had a gift of healing, raise my hand and say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to get well. That'd be all right. You don't believe it, you get well. I believe it. God will honor your business. But what if he comes to judge you something that you have been, that tells you what you will. You know what it has been, whether it's the truth or not. Something that you have done in your life, way back, or whatever he does, or something on that order, then it would make the same decision. The audience witness simply. They believe. And this is second. I may be granted. Now, if the audience can still hear my voice, that pillar of fire that you see on the picture is standing right between me and the woman. I see her, she's moving away. She looks years younger than what she does in person standing close to me. She's moved back to, she's had some sort of an operation. And that was on her throat. It was a garden. That's right. If that's right, raise up your hand. All right, now, you believe with all your heart? Now, let's just talk to the woman just a little bit longer. Just a little longer. See, folks, you, the people think she gets it. See what else you say. Yes? I see her now. Again? It's a surgery on the throat. That's been quite a while ago. And the thing's come back again. You got it again. That is right. But see, he's good from the doctor, but he can't hide from God. God knows that where he's at. It's a lie from all the cases fell growing. Mother. Just like you as a little baby in the womb of your mother growing. But this has no form, it's just spreading out. The devil. Choking spirit. And it's right. She might know. That's such a woman sitting right there. Still in trouble too. That's right. What did you touch?
Hallelujah.
I don't know you, do I? Never seen you in my life. But that's what you're suffering with. See, I just feel like one spirit calling the other and I get for help. See, like that. It's crossed out. If the Holy Spirit is telling who you are, would it help you? Would it help the audience? Miss Harrison, you can go home and be well. Your faith, baby. Is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? Now, here was a woman standing here with a prayer card. There's one sitting out there in the audience. See? Now, it's totally impossible for me to do that. You say, Brother Graham, tell me I can't do it. I don't know. You just touch him and find out. That woman said, the other's praying. And that spirit, you start praying and see what happens. You just believe it. Don't you doubt it. You believe it with all your heart. And just see what happens. Just have faith. We are strangers to one another. We were born probably years apart, But if the Lord God will reveal to me something in your heart that you might know that it is, it's His Word, that this message that I have preached tonight, that's His Word. And if that dwells in my heart, then the Word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents in the heart. Is that right? Just like it was when it was made flesh in the Son of God, it's the same thing in our flesh. Today, the church. So I couldn't do it by myself. It takes you to do it too. It takes them out there. It takes somebody else out there that has the same anointing. My life, it works, but maybe they not might be able to speak it out because this is the gift. See? When I was born, Houston College was out there too. I was just a little bitty baby boy. The same thing had happened. I went all down through life. Without anything. You're sick because you've been consulting a doctor about something. Right? And that's a church trouble? Long time. And now here's the analogy of it. You be the judge. It's in the voice box. And it's an altar inside the voice box. It was, it isn't now. Just that faith. We are strangers just one little lady. I don't know you. God will reveal to me what you're here for. You believe he can be a prophet or his servant? He will. The hernia has some trouble having it. But the surgery, operation, behind the sexual line, cancer, now it becomes a hernia. That's true. You believe that he healed you? Then go on. Just be real with everybody. I don't care where you are. I ask you as your brother in the name of Jesus Christ to believe this to be the truth. Watch what happens. Just pray and say, Lord, let me touch you. See what happens. I believe. Now, when you reach me so weak, just so weak, how many would understand that? Sure. If the Son of God, just one person touched me, and he said, strength went out of him, or don't be a sinner, saved by grace. But it declares he's here. It declares his presence. He's here. You believe that he's standing up all around you? You believe it? Just have faith and believe it. Amen. Now, when I get about three of these, you let me know, so I got other meetings coming here. I'm a stranger to you. I do not know you. But do you believe me to be a servant? If you were standing here and our Lord was here in a physical form, he's here spiritually because it's the Holy Spirit that comes down on him like a dove. And now it comes on us like a fire. You are a believer. I don't mean a hitchhiker, I mean a believer. Then do you believe me to be his servant? If I would be able to tell you by the Spirit of God what you're here for, you believe. Finally, what's the Christian thing? Or the drive? The drive raised up your hand. The drive. Well, that's not all on your heart. You got something else on your heart you won't be tell you about. He's got an ulcer on the leg.
Yeah.
Take that handkerchief that your wife, your tears wouldn't fall on the ulcer, will leave. Don't believe that. How do you do, sir? We are strangers to one another. I have never seen you before. and we are strangers to each other. But the God of heaven, who raised up his Son, Jesus Christ, who ascended on high, sent gifts back to man. And he said in the church, apostles, which means missionaries, prophets, that means seers, pastors, evangelists, so forth. He said to me, be God. If God would reveal to me what your trouble is, will you receive me as his prophet or as his servant? Will you do that? Will the audience do the same thing? Is this for you yet? That's it. Well, just we got this. There's something strange about me. I can't think it out. Let the Holy Spirit reveal it as I speak with you. I hope my voice is loud enough you can hear. It goes beyond my eye. Now, here it comes to the man. A man's in a terrible condition. He's at the eye of death almost. He's shouted for death with a cancer. And the cancer is in his throat. That is right. You know, smoking cigarettes is hard on throat. Will you quit him? Cigarettes? Another thing. You're not a Christian. You're a sinner. Will you accept him as your Savior for your soul? If God, when the Apostle Peter came, he was a sinner too. If God can reveal to me what you mean and tell me your name like you did the Apostle Peter, will you believe that it's the Christ of God who loves you and saved you now? And you'll take my word that your sins are forgiven? You will. Mr. David? And you go home and get well. Have faith in God. I keep feeling something coming out there from somewhere. You think I'm reading your mind. Here. Just touch my hand. If I will look this way and tell you what's your trouble, you'll know whether it's right or not. Is that right? Then your cancer will leave if you'll believe it. Will you believe it? Raise up your hand. That's so. Come, lady. Will you believe, lady?
I will.
If God will reveal to me, looking this way, what's your trouble? Do you believe me to be his prophet or his servant? Do you believe to be his prophet? Thank you. Then go eat your supper. That's stomach condition. If I tell you before the lady comes, she has the same thing. She's got a nervous stomach. You've had it for a long time. Go eat. You lose your last couple left, you said, man? Well, then go straight to God. You're going to God. Come on. God, you're a part of it. God, you're a part of it. Do you know that? And go believe it. You believe God can heal your eyes and make you well? Go rejoice. Bless you too. The man sitting next to you.
You believe God will heal our blood pressure and make you well? Everybody's saying that anyhow. But nervousness is a terrible thing. You've already faced to touch your foot so it stops from out there, is that right? You're on the spot now. Your nervousness is gone. Do you believe with all your heart? Some of you out there pray. Believe. Here. There's a woman sitting before me. She's praying. But she's not praying for herself. She's praying for her mother.
A mother.
In an insane institution. You wonder what I'm talking about. You wasn't. You were going in contact. Now if you were praying here, mother, raise up your hand. Raise up your shirt. I challenge you to believe it. I'm trying to meet his daughter. Jesus Christ, God's Son, is here to forgive your brother's sin. Will you accept it, not what you feel, but upon the basis that he died for you, and you know that you're in his presence now, and you believe that he died for you, and you want him to be your Savior, will accept him upon those grounds? Raise up your hand today. Heavenly Father, you said in the Word that no man can come to me except my Father draws him first. And these people in their spirit know that they are wrong, and so they've accepted you as their Savior. I pray, Father, that you'll grant that to them right now. They've accepted you. You said, he that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. Come unto me, all you labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You said in St. John 5:24, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come to the judgment but pass from death to life. They're yours, Father. They're the tokens of this meeting. With our heads bowed, if you believe in God, hears my prayer. I want you to walk up here. You come right out of the aisle, guys. Raise your hand. Come out here and stand here this minute. Right around the altar. Move right down this way. Everyone that wants Christ right now, come right down here.
We got about 300 or 400 people to be prayed for. How many believe that the last words that come from Jesus' mouth when he left the earth, the last words that he did, he said this, These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Did he say it? Now, he promised that. Is there any stranger here who's never been in one of the meetings? Raise your hands. Never been in one of them before? Raise up your hand. Quite a few. You might say to me then, Brother Branham, you spoke to us of an angel that would be here in the last days that would be dwelling in human flesh. It would be God dwelling in human flesh. I don't know about these things, but you said there would be. I've never seen him do that like he did down there to show that we were at Sodom. How many sick out there don't know me? Raise up your hands. Have an ease. Raise up your hands. I don't care where you are. Get real reverent. Before we call the prayer line, in the prayer line, we won't have discernment. Because we can't. 300 or 400 pass through here. And we'll pray for them, but not have discernment. We have the discernment line now. To use it out there in the audience. I don't know a soul out there. I've got a brother here named Fred Stockman. I've got one named Brother Tom. I've got one Brother Evan. They're out there somewhere. Where are you? Are you in the service today, brethren? We're way back in the back there, way back there. That's all that I know. How many of you men back there, you ministers, have never had a chance of this? I don't know you. I met you over there, but that, I don't know in the back with no diseases in there. Now, there it is. The brother bring me that kind of a bold thing? Yeah, but he promises. Yes, sir, he promises. Now, let's see if the Holy Spirit, if he'll do it once more before you pass through this prayer line, so you'll see the anointing is here. Will it be all right with you? May God grant it. I'm just going to try to see if the Holy Spirit would do it. I want to turn my back to each section all the way around me. That'll get out of each section. I want to ask you a question. Do you believe that angel of the Lord told the truth? I'm able to do this by the Spirit of God? All right, this section through this way, and then we go through this way, and then through this way, and around this way. Just pray now. Now, what was that angel? That it was God. Abraham said he's Elohim. Right, just pray over in this section. Say, Lord, the man don't know me, don't know nothing about me. How many in this section through here that knows that I don't know you, but yet you're sick and needy, raise up your hand. I'm going to turn my back. You pray. My Heavenly Father, This is not a show. This is not to make a show, but this is to fulfill your promise. You know my heart, you know my objective, and you know my motive in doing it. I know your grace by letting me do it. And I pray, Father, that you'll let it be done again, that the people might know that I've told them the truth. Abraham's seed are heirs with him of every promise. Granted through Jesus' name, and all praise shall be yours, Lord. I've plainly told the people, and they know I'm just one of the humblest of your servants. No education, no ability, no kind. But you just come down when I was a little baby boy, and there in the crib. Sometimes really you just give me a little gift that I could relax myself, and you could do the talking. Oh, God, let that be. Help me, Lord. Forgive me of my error and mistake in life of being a man. But look upon the objective in my heart. And the motive. And I pray that it's your will this afternoon to manifest it again before us. Through Jesus' name, I'll praise thee, and all of us will praise thee. When people pass through the line, they'll know the very God that knows their heart, knows their condition. And then, Lord, may there not be a wheelchair, but what'll be empty. May there not be a cot, but what'll be empty. May there not be a sick person in our midst. But what if? Maybe they may not be completely well then, but like Abraham, they've got the promise. They'll hold good, and you'll confirm it, Lord. You always do. For you're God. In Jesus' name I ask you. Amen. in the name of Jesus Christ, I take every spirit in here under my control for God's glory, for the working of His Spirit. There's an evil power behind me. Black, horrible. It's epilepsy. It's on a woman. She has epilepsy. Her name is Mrs. Tamara. Stand up. Accept your healing. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Be made well.
Thank you.
You believe now? There's a woman sitting right here close to me. And she's suffering with some kind of a kidney trouble. And it's kidney stone. And she's praying for somebody now. It's her husband. And he's got mental condition. Her name is Mrs. Lynch. Raise up and receive your healing. You believe now? Have faith. You believe it's the same angel of the Lord? Now what about down through here? Is anybody sick down through here? Raise up your hand. Woman, and she's got a tumor. They're in her lungs. Her name is Mrs. Spangler. Rise up, Mrs. Spangler, and accept your healing. Are you believe? I don't know these people. Never seen them. By the way, now look in this way. Look this way now. Miss Spangler, do me a favor. Lay your hand on the lady next to you there. She's got kidney trouble and wants to be healed. That's right. Now you lay your hand on the woman next to you. She's got kidney trouble and wants to be healed. Now you lay your hand on the woman in front of you, that woman with her red sweater on, that's praying for her husband. She's got to go to the hospital for deterioration of her body. She's praying for her husband. You believe? Then you'll be healed. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You believe with all your heart? Have faith in God. Don't doubt. If thou canst believe, do you believe with all your heart? Back in this session, I see a young lady. She's praying for the salvation of her father. Believe it, young lady. You will receive it. Don't we just believe it? There's another lady comes before me. She's back behind me. She's got liver trouble. Two or three there. I feel that I see one. Her name is Mrs. Walker. Believe with all your heart. And receive your healing. There's a lady behind me playing the organ. She's got something wrong with her back. There's a minister behind the back table too. Hold on. You believe with all your heart? There you are. Do you believe him? That the same angel of God is here today, raise up your hand and say, I believe it. See how true he is, how real he is. Now, how many believe if you pass through this prayer line, hands will be laid on you, you'll be made well? How many's got faith in your pastor, believing he's the man of God? Raise up your hand. I'm going to put up my hands too. I believe he is also. I'm going to ask him to come out here and help me. Each one of you. Come right out here on the platform. Let's form a prayer line here. Get on this side, half of you. Some of you on the other side. All with prayer card number A. Stand up and come over here on this side. A. Now, I want everyone to bow your head. Everybody in prayer, while you're singing, I love him, I want to come down and pray especially for these that's on cots and stretchers down here at convalescent. I want you to be praying with me, all you brethren. I'll be back on the platform just in a minute. All the congregation be praying while I go down. Abraham, Steve, are you ready to receive your healing? Aren't all of them out there? Well, I thought maybe you'd be. Well, it's anointed us so much that we'll probably not know where we are. I want you to remember, I love you. Bye-bye to you. God bless you. I hope to see you again right away. Until I do, always follow the path that him and keeps the moon shining at night, the stars bright to make going good. Remember me when you're talking to him. Tell him I love him. I want to see you over there. All right, is your prayer line ready? Everyone bow your head now and saying, I love him while the line passes through. Father God, they're coming. And all you ministers, get up there and lay hands on now. Get up there. Once you stand up there, lay hands on these people. Now, as they come in, come right on. Oh, Father. Been through, I don't believe that one meeting I've ever felt so much faith as what was right here in this line. I'm just as sure as I'm standing on this platform, you're going to see your brother among these people, something happened. It's been a great, you know why? It's because that the pastors believe. They're servants of God. The reason I had these men to come here and pray, that you people might realize and understand. Your pastor has the same authority to pray for you that I or any other man has. And they have their hands laid on you the same as I have. If you get sick in the future, don't wait for somebody to come by with some special ministry. You see what happens when your pastor prays for you? You get healed too. See? So they're servants of God. They're God's servants ordained to lay hands on the sick and pray for the sick, just like anything else. If I found grace in your sight as a servant of God, believing Have faith in your pastor because he's a man sent from God. Have faith in him. Now he's coming down with some of these pastors with me to help pray for these people in the wheelchairs. If some of you brethren will come on down on the platform, off the platform with me to pray for them.
God has given your divine healing. Why did Jesus stripe? To tear the picture up and say there's no such a thing to it? He striped his body down there and ribs showed through that by stripes we were healed. Amen. If I tear the picture up this morning, let's embrace it, accept it. Now, brother and every one of you now is going to be prayed for. If you just stand around the altar while the message went forth a few moments ago through interpretation and tongues, that we lay hands on the sick and see the mighty works of God.
Amen.
Now, our brother, you don't have to stand up, brother. Let me on a cot. We'll come to you. But if there's any others here to be prayed for, I'd like to stand around the altar while brother and I pray and lay hands on the sick, you come out on now. You remember, embrace that picture. By stripes we were healed. I don't understand it, Lord. Sure you don't.
Hallelujah.
You're still in the womb of the earth, yes. But he made those preparations, and he wouldn't take... Why was he striped? Just to tear the picture up or tear the song up, throw it away? No. He was striped, wounded, and bled that we might be healed. And by that, his stripes, we are healed. Every one of us. Now, as you're coming, gathering around the altar for prayer. Now, a lot of this here super duper American evangelism and talk about you got to do this, do that. There's one thing I want to be honest with you about, my friend. The thing way God heals is on the basis of service to Him.
Amen.
It's on the basis of service to Him. We must accept our healing on the basis of we will serve Him after we are healed. Now, the Bible said, confess your faults one to another. Pray one for the other that you might be healed. See? It's on the basis you will serve God. Many of you here perhaps are in dying condition. And you must die if something doesn't take place. Then I want you in your heart. Now, we might anoint you with oil. We might pray over your pastor and I. Prayer, faith, do everything we can. But it won't do no good until you yourself enter into fellowship with Christ.
Amen.
You've got to come to that fellowship that I, Lord. I see a young lady walking up there just now. She come here not long ago to the house with something like a tumor, Hodge's disease. And she's a Methodist by faith. I believe that's right. It's the sister... and she had a big lump in the side, and now there she stands healed. I see Sister Weaver standing here as one of as bad a cancer cases that I've ever seen in all my life. The first thing I asked her, would she be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and confess her sins? When I took her in this water here, I had to hold her. She was so thin. Her arms, just a little bitty thing, and she was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and that's at least been 10 years ago, hasn't it, sister? 16 years ago.
Amen.
16 years of spare life because she was willing to come in obedience. One of the very best of doctors around here. Well, her own doctor told me, when I told him, said she's healed. He said, oh, she'll die with cancer in a few weeks. Don't worry about that. She'll be gone. Another few weeks, she'll be gone. And it already just gave her about a day to live. And here she is today after 16 years standing up the altar.
Amen.
What more could I say over and over and over and over? Now, God just doesn't do that for one of His children and doesn't do it for another children. He does it for all of His children. Whosoever will may come if you're invited to Him. Now, the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Bible said that. Now, if what I want you to do is confess your wrongs to God and say, Lord, heal me. If you have never been converted, give your hearts to Christ. And if you have never been baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, there's a pool ready.
Amen.
And this little lady across the street here, when that infidel there was converted by it, when she's laying this in her home in Silvercrest, the TB dying. And when I went down there, and the Lord gave a vision, said she's going to be healed, and he met me there the next morning, Mr. Andrews, and it spawned me. I said, a false hope like that upon that woman. I said, Mr. Andrews, it is not a false hope. The woman is a Christian, and when she gets able, she's coming to be baptized. And he said, she's dying. I said, how could she be sent home from Silvercrest? I said, sir, you're looking at what the doctor says. I'm looking at what God says. See?
Amen.
That's just the difference what you're looking at. See? You look at what the doctor says, you sure will die. But you've got to look at what God said. Whose word you going to take? What if Abraham would have took the doctor's opinion of him being 100 years old and going to have a baby by his wife 90? What would he have done then? See why the doctor said the man's crazy. But God imputed it to him for righteousness because he believed God. See? Now you, and the woman lived. She neglected being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ because I think she's kind of a Methodist or Presbyterian. She started getting sicker and sicker. And she come and got Grace Weber lived there, and her daughter does. Robe and come here and was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ with a fever, with diseases of lumps broke out all over her shoulder and everything, with a fever 104. And was baptized right here in the name of Jesus Christ, and she lives just across the street from her. Maybe sitting here now. Look around and see if I can see her a few minutes later. It's obedience, you see. It's not just going around and dipping with some of our brothers, just laying hands on this, that, and the other like that, and saying some kind of a super duper faith to do it. That's not it. You've got to have genuine, solid Bible,
amen.
Holy Ghost faith.
Hallelujah.
And it will not last. It's not lasting. That's the reason I can thank the Lord that he has helped me so far. The healing that's taken place has been genuine because they're genuinely built upon thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Therefore, they will stand.
Amen.
Now, as a little Sunday school, I was waiting just a minute to talk to Jesus. They got their places positioned so we could get quiet now. We just got a couple of minutes. We'll pretty fair praying. I want each one of you to confess your wrongs to God. And promise God that you'll serve him and do everything that you can. And Pastor and I are going to pray and come lay hands on you, and you're sure to get healed if you believe it.
Amen.
How could those people on crutches and deaf and dumb and blind last Sunday afternoon just walk up to the platform and throw away their crutches?
Oh.
Walk up to the platform, eyes come open.
Oh, really?
Feel like that. Hundreds times hundreds of them. Well, I was so weak, almost had to be passed from the place of standing and passing by. See? A line that would reach from here to Jeffersonville High School, almost. Lined up. Come through the line, and I don't go up. There's one of them passed through, but what was the deal? Because they come upon basis of real, genuine Christian faith and believing. They have had to happen. Now, bow your heads, everyone, help me pray for them. Lord Jesus, we bring to you this morning this audience standing here waiting of sick, afflicted, tormented children.
Hallelujah.
They are beyond any hope, many of them, Lord, of the doctor's cure, especially this man laying here on this cot. It's either your grace or he comes out of the world in a few days. And no doubt there may be some standing along the altar, your heart attacks waiting them, and diseases and afflictions that would tear them apart. There's only one thing, Father, that can save them. That's go beyond the five senses here, this body, for the doctors have tried faithfully, no doubt, to save their life. Diseases, cancer, TB, heart trouble. And with all the patching and tubes and materials and germ-fighting medicine, the enemy crowds right on in to take their lives. And I've expressed, Lord, I believe your opinion to them. Now, I've heard the man speak in tongues this morning and gave that interpretation. What would happen today? Some of them is going to receive it, Lord, surely.
Hallelujah.
That's right. I believe it. And now it is written in the Bible that David, the little shepherd boy, was watching his father's sheep out behind the desert. And one day a lion came in and got one of his father's lambs and ran off with it. And that little shepherd boy with faith What did he have to come against this lion? Not a modern rifle or gun, but he had a little slingshot.
Amen.
And he went after that lion. He killed that lion and brought that sheep back. A bear come in and got one. He went after that bear that could have rushed into the earth. But he didn't think about the size of the bear or the power of the lion or his swiftness or his inability with the slingshot. But when he was standing before Saul, the king, he said, "Thy servant herded his father's sheep, and a lion come in and got one and run out. And I went after him and brought the sheep back." He said, "The same God that delivered me from the hand, the paw of that bear, or the jaws of that lion, can also take this uncircumcised Philistine and hand him into my hand." How we know the story goes that he did slew a man that was many, many times bigger than he was in a warrior. How it stumped Saul, that great king, great mighty man. How that that little boy could have such faith in a slingshot. No, not in a slingshot, but in God. Now, Lord, standing around this altar, laying here on this cot, is God's sheep. Little lambs, as it was to him. They have been caught up by a lion called cancer, a bear called TB, other diseases just caught them and jerked them out and tear them to pieces. Lord, I'm coming after them with a little slingshot called prayer of faith. It's not very much, but I know what it has done. And I know it's still the same God. I'm coming after them this morning to bring them back, Lord, to shady green pastures of good health, down by the still waters of peace, and wait for their frustrations to believe on you. Now I go after them with the armor that you gave to go in. A prayer of faith shall save the sick, and God shall raise them up. If they have did any sin, it shall be forgiven them. And Father, we go now to meet the enemy, to meet the lion, to meet the devil on every farm that he's in, called cancer, TB, Hodgson's disease, heart trouble, any other disease. We come to find him and bring this lamb back to the house of God again. In the name of Jesus Christ, we go to use this slingshot that you have given us. Be with us, Father, as we reverently approach thee now. In Jesus' name, I want you to keep your head bowed. And we're coming to anoint with oil and lay hands on the sick, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Every Christian in here, put your faith to this prayer.